I see my pal is out and about again. Are you serious? Oh, yes. Out and about again on Thursday next. I speak of Celine Byrne. Celine, good morning, dear heart. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today? Is it lovely in Kildare?
It is. It's beautiful. Nice and warm. Oh. Windy, though.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's very
Notice
deceptive.
That.
You're looking outside, the sun is shining, but then you get out there and it's like, ooh, I'm going back in.
I know. But still, it's beginning to look a lot like, I was going to say Christmas, it's beginning to look a lot better, though, isn't it? The whole situation seems to be just calming. It's getting there. And you're out.
It's coming at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I know. And you can get on those planes again.
Exactly.
Now, the only thing is, you haven't had the jab, have you? No.
No, I haven't, no, because it didn't reach my age group. It won't reach the 30s age group for a while, I'd
That's
say.
That's right, I'd say it'll be sometime in the next 15 years. No, because you'll have to have that, won't you, to travel?
I don't know what's going to happen. Now, do you think, I'm not sure, have to have the vaccine, you know, like, I suppose, on your passport to say that you've got the vaccine before you can travel? I don't know, but at the moment you can travel, so that's...
You can, yeah, I know, because I know you have...
For essential purposes, of course.
That's right, and you have plans, essentially.
I have work, so
yeah,
I'm
that's
going
That's my point,
away,
essential
yes,
travel, yeah, you do. When is this happening? When is this essential work that's happening that takes you away from us?
I'm going away at the end of May. I'm going to Austria. I was supposed to do Turandot last year, singing the role of Liu in San Margaretten last summer, but it was postponed to this summer. And this summer I was supposed to be in Bregen singing Butterfly, but that's postponed till next summer. So everything was kind of knocked on a year.
Right, but you are definitely going to San Margaretten. You're definitely doing that in May.
Yes, and even the Vienna Staatsoper is open on the 17th of May. So everything in Austria is opening up slowly.
And when we say
I
opening
really
up?
Say for the...
When
I go to Austria, there will be some audience because it's an outdoor thing. It's at the lakes.
Yes.
I'm not sure about Vienna if there's going to be an audience, but it's a precarious situation, as we know, because everything can change at the last minute. And Germany are even going into lockdown next week, so they're neighbours. So
yeah, exactly.
Fingers crossed it'll still go ahead.
Because
yeah.
I love the way you said, I am flying in May. It's kind of, I'm getting on a plane anyway. Try and stop me. I love you all, but I'm off. Was kind of the vibe I got.
I'm going back to work. Hallelujah.
Well, woo! Absolutely, which is important. But before we even go there, I wanted to mention you. You gave us a heads up. You gave Sinead a heads up earlier about the German opera star Christa Ludwig, who died at the weekend. Now, I wasn't aware of your connection with her. This great soprano. Tell us about her. She was 93.
She was 93, the same age as Ronnie, and she passed. I studied with Ronnie and I studied with her when I finished my studies. And I went to her, and she lives outside of Vienna, in the outskirts of Vienna.
Yeah.
And God love her, like, she's brilliant. She used to pick me up at the airport and bring me to her house and order somebody around to make me a cup of tea. And we went through Butterfly together, and my opening night singing Butterfly in Russia, she sent me a beautiful bouquet of flowers and a lovely letter and everything. She's very thoughtful like that.
She sounds like
and
a gorgeous
I studied
woman.
Then Marschallin with her and Marietta from Der Totenstadt. I studied all, like, the German repertoire, of course.
Yes,
I went to her to study. But she was brilliant, like, at Butterfly, even though she'd never sung the role, obviously, because she's a mezzo-soprano. But, she was a great woman. Great woman.
Isn't that something else? La Scala made mention of her. I don't know if you saw that. Said that the world has lost a luminous and inimitable personality. So she certainly was very special. We have her doing a bit from Puccini, 3D Vostro Honore. That's just a piece from Butterfly. Just a little piece.
Fabulous.
Just to give people a sense.
Fabulous.
Yeah, here she is.
Oh, yeah.
Just
fabulous.
To give people a little sense of her. Sorriso. There she is. That's the late Christa Ludwig. Who's died. She was German, wasn't she? She was German.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, wonderful. She was German, but yeah. lived in Vienna. What
and her
great
mother
memories.
Was an opera singer, and so was her. Oh. Her father was a musician as well, but then he became a director. And they were together in an opera house. He was the director, stage director, and her mother was the resident star there. And so she grew up in a musical background. And yeah, so she's just has yeah. so much it's information to offer and everything.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah,
she's
of course.
Gone.
It is sad, but lovely to have the memories that that you have.
Yes, absolutely.
Of being with her. Well, now listen, let's talk about making memories, because on Thursday, yeah. you're at the Thursday. National Concert Hall. What are you at? Tell me what you're doing.
Dedicating the night to Ronnie and Christa. I'm going to sing a selection of songs. I think
right.
what's nice about doing a recital is that you can do, in these days where it's live stream, I think everybody wants a bit of everything. If it was Wigmore Hall or something like that, I'd do just German Lieder or something, like a whole evening of song, be it English, German or French. But because I have this platform in the concert hall, which is wonderful, with their series, The Spring and Summer Awakenings, I decided that I'd do a little bit of everything. So I'm starting off with Mozart, then I'm doing three Lieder, which are quite apt and dedicated to Christa and Ronnie. And then I'm going to move into continue with the song by doing some Irish songs, then do some Neapolitan. And of course, I am a Puccini girl.
Good girl.
I have to finish off with some Puccini. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited to work with the girls as well. I have a piano trio, Dervla Brosnan on piano, Alva McDonough on cello, and Nicole Hudson on violin.
Lovely.
So it's all the girls out
yeah.
for the night, and we're going to make a great performance of it, please God.
Now listen, this is on Thursday. What time is it at, by the way?
It's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And you can buy tickets through the National Concert Hall website or on Dice FM, because Dice FM are the hosts for the evening.
And listen, have you when will you be with them? In other words, will you wait till then, or will you be down there beforehand? You will presumably be beforehand.
Well, we've rehearsed already. We met last
right.
week and we had a rehearsal, and it was wonderful. And of course, we have to go for the coronavirus test every week on the Tuesday to make sure that we're okay.
Yeah.
So so we had a test last week, and then we went into the concert hall, had a rehearsal. And I need to tell you, an hour of it was just catching up, and
I was just going to say,
so excited to see other
yeah.
people, and oh my God, how have you been?
What I found recently, because I met some pals and some friends and colleagues over on television recently, because the Eurovision is coming up and we're talking about it, and it was just,
yeah.
you know what it was? Small talk again. Which,
yeah, it's just wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, I missed it so much. I didn't realise how much I missed small talk, talking about nothing.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Yeah.
And,
that's what me and you do every month.
Yeah, that's
together.
Very true.
I have my monthly dose of Martin.
That's right. Sorry about that. But I'm not infectious.
It's great.
But it is one of those things, isn't it? Where the idea of small talk is just lovely. And you just kind of get...
Yeah,
you know what?
It's so different talking on the phone than talking to somebody in person.
Yes.
Like, I mean, when you're in front of somebody, you know, it's just wonderful. Like, it's just great to have the owl chats, as they say.
That's right. That's right. And let it lead you where it leads you and not have any agenda.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to end. It was mad. And
yeah.
and I kept meeting other people, and it was all distancing and all the rest. But it was lovely. Yeah, very, very special. Well, now listen,
yeah,
you're going to give... is it on Bell? Is it on Bell you'll be doing on the night? Have you decided?
Oh, of course, I'll have to do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then...
I think, look, Marty, you give the people what they want.
Yes.
Now, I mean, I'm also aware of the fact that I don't want to be repeating the same repertoire over and over again.
No,
either.
I know that.
But the last recital that I did was in Wexford in October, and I sung Strauss, so this time I'm singing Brahms. I didn't sing Umildi the last time, so I'm singing it this time.
Good for you.
I am wary and aware of the fact that,
yeah,
you know, I don't
out.
Want people to hear the same stuff over and over again. But then, you know, if every tenor got up there, what do they want to hear? Ness and Dorma.
Yes.
So I know that a lot of people, they're always texting me and saying, oh, I'd love to hear you sing.
Well, there are songs
so
that people
not?
Just, they expect, and if they don't get them, they will leave disappointed. Just a fact.
Here's I'd never be disappointed.
I know, what you mean. But if they don't hear certain ones that they're really excited about, here's on Bell,
yeah,
anyway.
Like those pop groups, you know?
Yes.
Together
you have to do your hits.
And, you know, they're well known for their hits, and then they start bringing out all their new stuff, and people
That's right.
are going, I'm here for the
That's
hits.
Right. People go off down to the bar to the loo. Anyway, in the meantime, here's on Bell, Celine Byrne with me. Here it is, Puccini, of course.
Oh.
There it is. That's On Bell from On Bell de Vetremo. That's music from Giacomo Puccini. It is the great Celine Byrne. And that is from the album For Eternity. I want to talk to you about albums. That's with the RT National Symphony Orchestra with Marco Zambelli. The last time we talked, you were in the middle of a project with a very different direction.
Still ongoing.
It's still, you thought I'd forgotten. It's still ongoing. Is it right? Okay.
Well, I was in a couple of weeks ago and I'm just like slowly but surely accumulating tracks, going into studio, recording, editing, and then we leave that and then we go on to the next song, and it's taking a different direction each time, you know?
But it's more lounge tunes. Isn't that the direction?
Yes, it is. It's repertoire like Smile and Unforgettable and all these kind of, it's just kind of easy listening. And I even actually recorded there last week, The Rose by Bette Midler.
Bette Midler song, great movie. When are we going to hear any of it?
Well, I hope, you know, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. It's, as I said, it's slowly accumulating and building up. So hopefully, in the next couple of months, I'll be finished it. And in the meantime, I've been approached to record two songs as well.
Who approached you?
Handle for You, which is available. Sister Mary, and she wrote a beautiful piece. It's called A Candle for You. Originally, it was for the missing people of Ireland.
Right.
And now it has grown a kind of a different meaning because of the pandemic and everything. And it's dedicated to the people who have lost other people during the pandemic. And it's called A Candle for You. So that's available on iTunes and Spotify. And then just very recently, I recorded something for a children's charity. And that is going to be coming out in the next week or two. And it's called All For You. Right. And that's with Corn and Oak and the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Oh, lovely.
So there's a lot of projects going on.
All For You.
Behind
and
the
scenes.
Soon as that's out, I'll send it on.
No, please do. But that's the thing, because I'm very keen on that other project. I'm very keen to hear it because I think it's going to take you.
Yeah.
It's going to open up other doors and other possibilities. And that's what it should be. What it should be about. Taking a chance and let's see what happens here. And so you should, you know.
Well, I'm an artist, you know. And
who told you that?
At the end of the day, when I'm performing abroad in an opera, what am I doing? Singing opera. And
yes.
Then when I'm here or somewhere else and I'm doing concerts, it depends on where I am, how I program that concert. And there's always a chance to sing in Ireland the stuff that I'm known for, but also other stuff as well, like repertoire that I'm putting on the album. And I think it's nice for people to hear me sing in a different way, so that I'm not, even though I'm a classical singer, that people know that I sing a variety of things.
Yes, I understand. And I think but I think that's brilliant. I think that's vitally important. Now, do you want to end on lighting a candle? I can go Danny Boy, of course, because you are singing Irish songs at the concert hall. Which way would you like me to go?
Yes.
Which?
Ooh, you know what? Because I'm not singing Danny Boy next Thursday, it's a chance for your listeners to hear me singing it now. Because it's recorded with the RT Concert Orchestra. I'm very proud of it. I think it's lovely. And it would be great to end on that.
It probably would be. And then we'll have the new one in about 10 days. Very clever. So listen, just I want to remind people again, it is Thursday, it is 8 o'clock, live stream, www.nch.ie will get it. But what did you say it was again, if people wanted to get in touch directly on to sign up for this? What did they have to do?
It's Dice FM.
Dice FM, that's what it is.
It's Dice FM. But it's easy to access through the concert hall or even through my website, slimburn.com. All the information is there.
It's lovely. When this is over, you'll then be dreaming of some Margaret in the Lakes in May. I know you will.
When this pandemic's over, I'll tell you what I'll be looking forward to.
What's that?
Seeing you and giving you the biggest hug.
Ah, go off. That's lovely to hear. I love that. you see, the thing is, we can't have anyone in here. So this is, we can only do this in your house and my house and do it that way. We're doing it, unfortunately. But look, you're right. Well, I'll hug you back. So we leave it with Danny Boy. Celine, you're an angel. Thank you so much. And stay safe.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the flesh eventually. Bye, love.
Bye.
Take care.